You know, when you're at the office, there's a lot of things you can do that will get people's attention, and some of them are good and some of them are bad.
Okay.
There are some things you can do that make you look very dumb. I'm going to share some of those with you right now.
You looked at Hawk.
Where'd you get those?
It's not you. These are things that make you look dumb, but you might not actually be dumb.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that there are things that make you look dumb, but you're not actually dumb. Okay.
I know, but what you mean by that?
Here's a great example. Using emojis in your emails.
Oh, please.
A series of studies last year found that emojis make you seem less competent. Most people think they're too informal for work emails. So, yeah, you know, you're writing back to the boss, yeah, I'll get right on that new sales call, and then you put a big smiley emoji at the end of it. You don't look professional.
Well, maybe at BMW, but here at our radio group, I mean, I think emojis are just fine.
They say that some people will try to justify it by saying their workplace is somehow different than all the rest of the workplaces, but all workplaces are semi-formal places.
Don't believe it.
Don't you feel like one emoji is appropriate? Some people send like four emojis right in a row.
That's because you're going through a range of emotions.
Who were you talking about, Hawk?
I ain't going to say because her emotions may be a little angry.
Watch out, that emoji on her face is turning around.
I can see an emoji on her face right now.
Yeah. That's right. She's right here.
They say don't worry about it, though. If you continue to do it after you've been told it makes you look dumb, then you really are dumb.
He's making that up. He's not reading that at all.
She's somebody's feeling guilty.
Okay, next up is telling inappropriate jokes.
Well, sure.
A study found that telling a good joke is one of the best ways to seem smart and competent. But jokes that involve swearing or inappropriate topics can make you look kind of dumb because they're like, isn't he smart enough to know he shouldn't be telling that here at the office?
Right, yeah.
That's why we never tell bad jokes here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Or good ones.
We do?
Hawk just laughed because we did. Yeah. He doesn't even know what we're laughing at. Another thing that can make you look dumb is swearing in general. You know, when you get mad, there's this strong desire to just let it fly. But if you think about it honestly, the last time you heard another person swearing, it made them just seem a little bit dumber.
It kind of does.
And I don't really know why, but they say that over 50% of bosses think that swearing makes their employees seem less intelligent.
And that goes for your personal life, too. If all your Facebook posts have all these bad words in it, you do look like an idiot.
I think what gets me is when people put like a bad word in text. I'm like, it's one thing that it's like part of your language, you just say it accidentally, but when you're spelling it out, it's like you're spelling out the bad word.
When I speak a lot of text, so they may just be speaking it.
Yeah, voice to text.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're angry, you're still going to throw out a word.
But. I'm like, but if you're spelling, you know, the four-letter word, and it makes it different to me.
My phone must think that people throw stuff at me all the time, too, because it's always putting the word ducking into my text. And I like, I'm ducking because someone's throwing something at me. I don't know why it does that.
Somebody throw something at him.
Okay, and then this one's a little different. They say never asking for advice. It's almost a reverse deal, but a study at Harvard Business School found that most of us think asking for advice at work makes us seem dumber. But really, you generally have the opposite opinion when someone asks you for advice. It makes you seem more capable. Unless you're asking for advice about something you should already know how to do, and then it makes you look dumb. But if you're, like, let's say you're working on a computer program that's brand new to the office, and if you have questions about that, that doesn't make you look dumb. On the other hand, if you come to them and you're like, how do you do this Word thing? What is this Word program?
Oh.
That might make you look dumb.
Well, which program?
Word.
Smiley face.
Here's an emoji for you, Tom.
Oh, I don't know if they have that one on my phone.
Well,
what was that one?
Not sure.
It made her look kind of dumb.
Oh, you think?
Okay. I do.
Well, okay, smiley face.